What is good, people? My people, my people. It is your boy Kai Boogie, and we are back with Always Late. And today I have another special guest. This special guest is very intelligent, intellectual, and I appreciate him for taking the time out of his day and getting on this podcast with me. It's my cousin Amari. You want to tell me a little bit about yourself? Give me a little backstory about you, and then we'll talk about the topics we're going to talk about today.
I'm a regular dude, man. Albany native. Born and raised. I play basketball. You know, I'm just a regular guy out here, man.
Okay.
I don't know. I think about all this stuff on the daily anyway.
Do what you got to do instead of you.
Yeah.
Okay. So, today I brought him on here to talk about two topics, and we got those. Actually, two questions. You want to open your phone? I tried to do the face ID on you. So, the first question is, why is our culture mentally where we are? And to elaborate on that, I mean, in the aspect of, like, materialistic things, killings, and just, like, the lack of. And the second question is, how do we change it? So that's going to be the topic we talk about today. And let's start with, why is our culture mentally where we are? You want to kick it off? You want me to kick it off? And then let you rip off of that. I could give you a little bit.
I would say, like, we mentally where we are. I mean, it's a lot of things to go into it, you know. But I feel like the main thing is, you know, the years of slavery, which was mostly, you know, tearing away the heritage, tearing away from who you even know you are. So I just feel like part of who you is knowing your past. A lot of us don't know our past, don't know who, you know what I mean? We don't got generations of people that's telling us good things. You know, we got, like, generational hurt.
Yeah.
We learned generational pain. We learned so much stuff that's come from hurting. You know, like, even from, like, eating pork. Why we eat so much pork? They don't even know, because that was the scraps that was given to us. So bad stuff has become so normalized in the way we live. It's insane.
And to bounce off of that, I agree, and I feel like that mindset is so easy to develop just based off of situation in which your parents...
You are your parents. You are whatever they tell you, like, you're going to become.
And it's exactly... And so it's like, kids? How can I strive for something when I'm put in this situation and it's not always, parents in my ear saying...
What if I feel different than my parents? Which is... That's... Oh, what happened? Like, then you get kicked out the house. And so we are... So, like, you know what I mean? Like...
It's a respect thing, but this, like, is my thing. Here we go.
Listen to this. It's a crippling effect. Because what do you see in movies and, like, you know, maybe you haven't seen it, but white people stay with their families longer than black kids. But at the same time, they have more money. Black kids is out of their mother's house quicker than any other culture.
Oh, all the time.
And we got the least amount of money. So now you got the least amount of money... Kids out of their house trying to survive.
As kids. Only knowing what our parents have taught us.
Only knowing what they know from hurt. And what they know from trying to survive. Not from trying to live and be great, from trying to survive. Feel me?
And that's what it...
And a lot of kids don't know how to... Well, you know what, Mom? Maybe that's not right. Maybe that don't make sense. They just go with it.
And, you know, but I feel like if you do, it's like they deem respect, but then they give you
disrespectful.
You can't speak your mind.
You can't disagree. That's just like the culture in the black house. You can't do it. It's just disrespectful. So with that, it's just like you gotta. I don't know. The best thing to do is, like, you gotta own it, and, like I said, it starts with the parents. So me, I would just know to teach my son differently.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like. He can't, I mean, it's just simple as that. It's like, make yourself better so that you can teach somebody else better. If you teach somebody else all the hurt that you went through, they're going to learn all the hurt. That's all they're going to be talking about is the hurt. And oh, don't do this because that's this way. No, that's that way because that's what, you know, like old white people told you, or that's what they made you believe, or, well, y'all was hurting, and that's what, you know, but it's not that time anymore.
Mm-hmm.
It's the best time ever to be like your full self
and really change down.
It's the best it could happen.
And I totally agree with that. To stem off of that crippling effect, I feel like it's also our worst nightmare in a sense, because it's like we are thrown this adversity. And don't get me wrong, there's people who overcome it. But I feel like a lot fall victim to like the streets and that lifestyle. So this is where this is gonna, we're gonna go down this route in a sense of killing. We got people from opposite sides killing each other.
But they're not from opposite sides. What opposite sides of what?
Opposite like, sides of the
of what they
the
think
town.
Is what they think is their neighborhood. Or, they're not opposite
that's
sides.
That's ran by.
They're not opposite sides. That's the problem. Ain't no opposite. We the most divided culture.
Hands
you
down.
Just said it. We on the opposite side of what? It's really we shouldn't even be like that. Uptown. Every city is uptown, downtown.
Every city, and that's what I mean. It's like,
you know, it's like,
how did we get to this point? To where it's like, yo, we're just fighting over what?
You own that house?
You own that block?
Own that block?
No.
Your house is on that block? No. Like I said, because, I mean, people that couldn't get a job back in the day that maybe had morals and was in the street because that was the only thing that they could have done.
Mm-hmm.
You know, now people see that as, that's the only thing I want to do.
Mm-hmm.
Needs and wants. You know, it's a lot of shit that you want to do, but you don't need to do.
Exactly.
You need to be in the streets. You want to be in the streets. You didn't get. I mean,
that's what I feel like. It's like there are opportunities in our world today.
It is,
and I feel like it's like we still fall victim to the black on black crimes, and just that's like if we unify, bro,
we the most divided because that's been like a thing since way back with the light skin, dark skin, with house niggas and field niggas.
Mm-hmm.
That's just in our minds. It's like in our minds.
So it's like. Built in.
It's just gotta be, we gotta train our mind to think like, yo, we all a family. We all like one people. You go to other cities, they got Chinatowns, they got little Latin places, you know, little Indian village. Native Americans have like, they like reservations.
Yeah,
like,
the reservation.
You feel me? Where they all got houses, they got doctors, they got medical supplies, all that within their community. It's not one black community that got a schoolhouse, you know, shit like that.
So, it's like, how do we get away from this me, more for me kind of culture and incorporate everyone so we all eat?
You need to learn some history. The more history I learn, the more it makes you understand why things are the way they are, which will make you records, like, will make you, like, perceive it better, make you probably more want to jump into things rather than somebody telling you, yo, you know, like, white people did this, white people did that, or I don't like white people. It's so like without no context.
Yes, okay.
And you put some context behind some things, some history, or this is why this happens, or this is why, you know, yada, yada, yada. It just makes people feel it a little better. I think people feel it, but not like enough to change their actions. I feel it enough to change my actions. I think about it every day, and I'm like, you know what? I'm not beefing with nobody because we don't need that. There's already enough beefs in the hood. I don't got no beef with nobody. I'm trying to make everybody cool.
But, right, because who wants to walk around having to worry about?
Because at the end of the day, I'm for black people. We the most divided, so it got to start with somebody. I mean, people are already doing their thing, but it starts with, like, shit like that. You know, I'm not about to go down this road. I'm not about to beef with you, bro, because we don't even need that. It's not that.
It's not helpful.
Helpful for us.
All it leaves is one family broken.
I feel like other cultures will band together quicker than black people. And they know at the end of the day, you know, like it's if it's us against them, they with them. Even though we beefing, you know, we Italian, we this, we're gonna get together to go against them. Black people is like, well, it's just gonna be a 1v1v1.
Yeah, like you see somebody across the street that's black.
I feel like if it's two white families, they're gonna be like,
you know,
well, we're gonna jump this black family. But if it's two black families and a white family, everybody fighting.
Yeah.
All separately. You know what I mean? We don't band together. We just for ourselves. But that's
And that's because they never had shit.
That's my question, though. How do we get rid of the we ain't never had shit and unite as one? How? Like,
I mean, it starts with the education, the kids. You know, I always thought...
But our education systems are broken.
They're shitty.
They are beyond broken.
So it's like you just got to have the willingness and not want to mess up a relationship with somebody else and get your kid educated somewhere where maybe like a black teacher's teaching black history. Shit like that.
But not even in the sense of... I mean in the sense of just preparing you for the real world. Because even with high school, I've been to college, I just feel like they don't prepare you in a sense.
School and stuff prepares you to work, not, you know, for the world. They prepare you to get a job, work, and, you know...
Marry, die.
Be in debt, pay your debt back. You know, tell your kids go find a job that they like and work for the rest of their life. It's never like how to be free and how to be...
Mentally there too. Mentally, not only mentally, but physically. And I feel like a lot of people...
Physical, like gym is supposed to be physical health class, but it's really run around. It's not like how to exercise and how to...
They don't teach you much.
It's not how to, you know, it's physical. It's called physical, whatever.
Physical education.
Physical education, but they don't teach you how to train. They don't teach you about, you know, drink water. You know, drink this and help your body. You know,
they have you do kickball.
Yeah, kickball. You know, let's go play them basketball, which was cool. But
in the bigger picture of things, you got to realize these are things that we need as humans. Now you got our world and people that are obese.
Oh, yeah.
Often they selves because they don't look the right way or feel the right way. So it's like, I just feel like, how do we get to this point of changing our culture to where it's like, hey, you know what? Instead of me saying, fuck this person, let's come together. I'm going to call you my brother. I'm going to call you my sister. Not fuck you and... I'm doing it just for me and my side.
I mean, it's...
Because you know, bro, the hood has been crazy. Let's be real.
Yeah. They be bugging. But it's happening. It's just people... You know what I mean? I read posts and shit like that. People is more woke. But, you know, it's just going to take some time. I don't know how fast it's going to happen. But it's also like you can't wait on it. I'm not going to, like... That's also why I'm in the mindset of I can't wait on a white guy to, like, give me a J-O-B. I got to go make some money and, you know, be able to provide for these other black people. It's like, I just went to this interview today. The lady was like, what's her name? I forget her name. It's like, you don't want to depend on, like, other people. You know, so it's like... At this point, I just feel like black people need to gain some capital and start on the organizations. Like, weed spots and stuff is cool because you're getting money, but that's selfish money. If you start, like, an organization, you know, you do this at the third.
You can help.
You can help other people.
Joe,
you
don't Bob, gotta... Jack, everybody. Mm-hmm. Now, we all eating. And then Joe, Bob, Jack go help their people, and then it turns into a cycle.
Then you're getting your money, and you're not looking over your shoulder. There's a difference in stealing your money and earning it. A lot of dudes got to get money and look over their shoulder. You don't want to do that for the whole life. They don't understand dudes only did that because they had to. Now dudes just want
doing
to.
Doing it for the trying to be cool.
Yeah.
But when you say dudes doing it because they trying to be cool, in what sense? What sense are you talking about?
I mean, dudes like to be cool. They like to impress people. You feel me? And if a dude that you look up to says, like, this is what's cool, this is impressive, you're not going to go do it, go beat that dude up. That's what you're going to feel like is impressive because that's what's being thrown in your head.
Mm-hmm.
It could be another dude out there saying, you know, well, school is impressive, but you're not going to really resonate with that dude because it's no context. You don't know him. All you see is a dude in a suit and you got your other dude who's been talking to your life saying, those dudes right there is weird. That's his context. So another dude coming at you that you don't know, no background, you're going to say, well, that's weird because that's what all I'm, that's all I know is, yeah, you kind of weird, but I'm not doing what you're doing.
Mm-hmm.
But dudes got to learn to be like, you know, I think it's natural to like question stuff like, who is you? Like, nah, you might not be weird. Like, what's going on?
Mm-hmm.
Let me hear your side. Dudes only want to hear their hood side. They only want to be in the hood. They don't want to hear another option. That's the problem. You gotta look for some other options.
And I 100% agree with you. And I think, personally, from my point of view, it's going to take a lot to change. But I think we can slowly do it. I think it just takes one person at a time. And that one person sparks another person's interest.
Everything is impossible until somebody did it.
Exactly. So I personally think that's something that we can do. And potentially unite as a culture. As one. Like, think about other cultures, bro.
Telling you, you've been to Chinatown, they got everything in there. You go to a reservation, they got everything in there. They ain't worried about no outside help. We got it. We just here because we here.
Yeah, we
cool. Got doctors, boom. But you know what we do? We rely on the government, and we rely on this, and then, you know, you get hooked on phonics. Like, drugs ain't the only thing you can get hooked on. You get hooked on Section 8. You can get hooked on all that stuff to the point where you're saying, well, I ain't trying to work that hard. I'm going to be good.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to be good. People get comfortable. And that's you can't biggest... grow when you're comfortable. You can't grow when you... Some people, I don't know. Now, some people don't care. Now, hey, if they situation good, I'm, you know, whatever.
Yeah, it's like, why do I need to work harder if I'm good?
You can always be better.
That's a whole fact.
I mean, I don't know.
So, yeah, that's, that was just a little bit, of what we had to say about our culture. Damn, going crazy. But, yeah, I think personally, like I was saying earlier, that it will take a lot, but it's definitely possible. And I want to be an advocate for making a change because I feel like it's gotten to a point to where it's out of hand. And it's not only just working on stopping the killings, but it's working on our mental aspect of life and really grasping that mental aspect of it and trying to change that. And once you change the mental, I feel like everything else changes. So that's all I got. Is there anything else you want to say or would like to add to this before we end it there? You got any quotes you want to leave us on? Any of your old school sayings?
Because
I know you're an old head.
It's like, you know, you could bring them to the water, but you can't make them drink.
He hit us with the grandpa saying.
You know, it's like, I can tell you all this and say, you know, you should do this, you try this, but some dudes is just, you know, they're not gonna drink it, but you gotta be willing to take a chance, man.
That's all we can do.
People stuck in their ways get left behind.
You heard that. But it's your boy Kai Boogie. I'm here with Mari, and you know that I sweat. I appreciate everyone for tuning in, and everybody have a wonderful night. And love is love. Stay blessed. We out of here.